接着我们一起读今天的经文，经文是来自约翰福音的第六章一至十五节。
Let us continue with worship by reading the scripture which is in the book of John chapter 6 verses 1 to 15.
我们会用启应的方式去读出，先读中文又再读英文。
We will be reading this responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音第六章第一节，这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。第三节，耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说：我们从哪里买饼和叫这些人吃呢？腓力回答说：就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们各人吃一点，也是不够的。在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼、两条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。我们一起读十五节。耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
John chapter 6. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples.Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat? Philip answered him, 200 denarii would answer, not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little.There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But who are they that there are so many? Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish and as much as they wanted.So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. Let us read verse 15 together. Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
麦牧师今日同我哋传讲信息嘅题目系我们的供应者。
The message by Pastor Thomas Mack this morning is our great provider.
儿童可以去下边有儿童崇拜。
And children are quietly dismissed for children's worship.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
多謝我們天上的父。
We thank you, Lord, our Heavenly Father.
我們所有一切的都是從你而來。
Everything that we have comes from you.
從你而來的都是對我們是最好的。
And everything that comes to us is the best for us.
好叫我們更加認識到你就是那位帶領和供應我們每日需要的神。
So that we may know that you are the one who leads and provides for us.
雖然有些來到的並不是我們預期想要看到的。
So sometimes what comes might not be what we expect.
但是當中你教導我們。
But through it all, you teach us.
今天都求你教藉著聖經的話語去教導我們。
Lord, may you use the scripture to teach us.
好叫我們有一個謙卑的心去領受。
So we may accept it with a humble heart.
我們一起來祈禱，奉主耶穌基督的名求。
We pray all these in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我們今天每一個人都很忙碌的。
We are filled with busyness every day.
你想找個星期六出來，吃餐，喝下茶，吃飯都很難啊。
Even setting aside time to have dinner on a weekend is tough.
我唔系话揸住呢个就载仔女去游水啦，就去同佢补习。
Either we are taking our kids to swim class or for tutoring.
我揸住佢走嚟走去都，如果咁佢哋先可以好好第日做工可以读书读得好啲。
We run around with all these extra activities so that they may one day be successful.
我们每一个人都有一个错觉。
And we always have this wrong perception.
我们都要很忙碌才能够有饭吃。
That we need to be so busy in order to provide for ourselves.
我们有一个错觉，我要读好的书才能够找到好的工，高人工那些工。
We wrongly perceive that only through our diligence would we be able to get a good job.
当嘣一声那个车祸之后
，But all it takes is just one crash of one car accident.
当你那个坐喺急救室嘅你喺度谂紧啲乜嘢咧
？And as you're sitting in the emergency room, what would you be thinking?
你唔会谂下我哋今晚食咩餸啊
？You wouldn't be thinking of what kind of dishes you're going to have.
你唔会谂下我翻去工作点样做好啲表现啊
？You don't are not thinking of your job performance.
系啊，当喺你生死之间嘅关头嘅里面，呢啲嘢都唔变得唔重要啦。
When you are between life and death, all these become unimportant.
物质嘅拥有同埋享受，其实真系好短暂嘅。
And the possession of material things and enjoyments are very temporal.
你唔系话我哋想留住佢就能够留得住。
It cannot be retained even if we wish it.
圣经成日教导我哋啊，我哋人生最重要嘅就认识嗰位真神。
The Bible tells us the most important thing for our life is to know God.
用神咗赐俾我哋嘅。
So that we can use what God has given us.
用神咗存留啊，俾我哋呢个生命啦，我哋好去荣耀佢。
So that we can use the life that God has given us to glorify Him.
我用福音第六章啦，今日咧我哋讲紧一个五饼二鱼呢个神迹啦，系四个福音都有记载到嘅。
The miracle that is depicted here in John chapter 6 is also described all through the Gospels, the feeding of the 5,000.
记载咗我哋人个需要，我哋记载咗门徒所受嘅考验，同埋耶稣个供应。
It tells of our need, the test of the disciples, and the providence of God.
耶稣好多时候佢行嘅神迹嘅目的就系佢照佢话佢见到喺物神迹里面见到神嘅荣耀。
Often when Jesus performs miracles, it is through the miracles the glory of God would be manifested.
喺佢心里就起咗个敬畏神嘅心。
That people will have this heart of reverence.
掀起喺心里面喺对弥赛亚呢个救主嗰个盼望。
And to have this hope of the Messiah.
更加睇到原来行呢个神迹呢、这个就系嗰个基督啦。
And to see the one who performs this miracle is Christ.
啊，神借咗基督话俾我哋听呢个耶稣个真粉啊，个身份系乜嘢
？Through Christ, God tells us the identity.
啊，当耶稣行神迹嘅时候，佢用一啲咧好自然或者我日常生活嘅嘢嚟做。
When Jesus performed the miracles, he often used very common day things.
啊，将人指向嗰啲更属灵嘅事情。
And through these common day things, he wants to point out to the spiritual things.
但每次喺度，每次嘅时候，嗰啲人、嗰班群众都唔明啊。
But each time the crowd did not understand.
喺第二章佢十九节，佢话耶稣话：你哋拆毁呢个圣殿，我三日要将佢。
In chapter 2, verse 19, Jesus tells the crowd that if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will rebuild it.
但猶太人說，我46年才起好的，這個，你怎樣能夠做到啊？
The Jews were questioning him that it took 46 years to build this temple. How could you do that in 3 days?
第三章第四节，佢话耶稣话俾尼哥底母听啊，你佢要需要重生。
And in chapter 3 verse 4, Jesus tells Nicodemus that he needs to be reborn.
重生，尼哥底母话，我点样能够翻返我妈妈个肚里面再生过出嚟咧？
Reborn, Nicodemus questioned, how could I come back, go back to my mother's womb and be reborn?
在第四章嗰时讲话，耶稣讲俾嗰个井旁妇人话，耶稣佢会俾佢哋有活水饮。
And in chapter 4, Jesus tells this woman by the well that he will give them living water.
但妇人话，你俾嘢水我饮，你连打水个桶都冇。
But the woman answers him, well, you want water, but you don't even have a bucket for the water.
在今次里面，他记载耶稣藉着喂饱五千人的神迹，叫人知道他就是生命的粮。
And in today's scripture, Jesus is using the feeding of the 5,000 to show them that he is the bread of life.
但是群众说，他要拥戴他来做王。
But the crowd just wanted to make him king.
每次的神迹行讲过或者做完之后，那些群众都是不明白，都误解了他的意思。
Each time after a miracle, the crowd still did not understand.
在第六章同时呢度喺度讲呢一场，喺个时候有好多人，就呢啲咁嘅群众，就呢啲群众咁样去跟住耶稣。
And in chapter 6, it tells of a crowd that is following Jesus.
当中有很多人曾经见过耶稣行的神迹。
And among them, many had already seen the miracles he had performed.
但跟着这班人相对在耶路撒冷那班法利赛人，就相对之下他们友善很多了。
But the Pharisees now are a little bit...
他相对耶路撒冷那班法利赛人呢，这一班群众在加利利这班群众就友善了很多了。
Oh, in comparison with the Pharisees that he faced, these crowds are much more friendly.
但是耶稣知道他们的动机仍然是很有问题。
But Jesus knows that their motivation is still questionable.
他们希望耶稣医好他们的病。
And because they were hoping that Jesus would heal their illnesses.
希望耶稣给他能够有一个美满的家庭。
That Jesus would give them a lovely family.
他们希望耶稣能够给他有工作的顺利。
That Jesus would give them a easy career path.
他们所追求的好，又好像现在很多成功神学那个错误。
And so what they were pursuing then is just as erroneous as what people are pursuing now.
这个成功神学 prosperity 的 theology， 他们错误的地方就是说他只是说神的爱，但他不说神的公义。
Just like the prosperity gospel, they were only emphasizing the love of God, but forgetting aboutThe righteousness of God.
他只是讲神的祝福，而不去讲神了给我们的考验。
They only talk about God's blessing, but not God's trials.
他只讲到神的医治，而不去讲神藉着这个痛苦要来建立人的心。
They only talk about God's healing, but forget to talk about through suffering, God teaches us to build our faith in him.
但如果人啊，净系想神嚟去满足同成全佢哋自己计划嘅时候，
if God is only an instrument to fulfill what we want,
咁根本耶稣根本唔需要去钉十字架。
Then Jesus need not be crucified on the cross.
啊，佢哋要乜俾佢咪得咯。
So whatever the crowd wants, just give it to them.
啊，耶稣只要继续去行神迹，去赶鬼，好大多班人嚟跟住佢噶啦。
All Jesus needs to do is to perform miracles, to chase out the demons, and a whole crowd would follow him.
但耶稣知道人嗰个心。
But Jesus knows people's hearts.
人其实呢班跟住个人，佢喺谋算嘅就系佢自己嘅利益。
So these people who follow him are only after their own good.
所敬拜嘅就系佢自己嗰个偶像。
What they were worshiping was just their own idols.
啊，佢点样执着话点样更多个拥有嘅时候，可以建立佢自己嘅保障。
And they just want to increase their possession.
啊，用佢名誉同埋权力嚟证明到佢自己嘅价值。
To use reputation or power to affirm their value.
而神就系帮我去达到呢一啲目的嗰个其中一个工具。
And so to them, God is just an instrument to arrive at their desire.
啊，当我信神嘅时候咧，我就一切平安噶啦咁。
So when I believe in God, then I'll just have a peaceful life.
但如果有一日佢遇到唔如意嘅事嘅时候
，But what if one day you encounter something that is unexpected?
或者发觉到呢个神都唔啱使，又唔啱听嘅，唔听仔嘅时候
，Or that you find out God is not someone who is useful or someone who would follow what you want him to do.
佢会转个头去跟住另一个佢认为更加灵嘅神。
Then he would just turn around and go after a God that is better.
耶稣知道佢哋咁样做嘅时候，佢会离开佢噶啦。
So Jesus knows that these people would one day be stray away from him.
耶稣知道佢心里头，其实佢咗系拜嗰神就系佢自己。
Because Jesus knows that the God that they worship actually is themselves.
人就自己想去决定佢自己嘅将来。
And men just want to determine their own future.
但人的心是最诡诈，正经讲是最败坏。
But men's heart is the most corrupted.
心里头充满着好多自私同埋贪婪。
It's filled with selfishness and greed.
因此，佢就最容易被魔鬼所引诱同埋控制。
It is so easy to be tempted by Satan.
明唔明啊？
Do you understand?
魔鬼就知道我哋嘅自私同贪婪嘅心理嘅时候
，Satan knows our selfish and greedy hearts.
佢就会用好多嘅嘢去引诱我哋，甚至去控制住我哋。
He will use many things to tempt us and to control us.
人反而生活喺一种不自由、俾罪捆绑嘅境况嘅里面。
And so one would become bound by him.
所以耶稣知道人最需要的不是说只是填饱他的肚子。
So Jesus knows that what people need most is not just to fill their stomach.
人最需要的就是在罪恶当中去被拯救出来。
What Jesus knows is that people need to be rescued, to be saved from sin.
为自己的罪去悔改，去跟随耶稣。
To repent of their sins and follow Jesus.
藉著耶穌救贖佢重生嘅，可以翻到上帝嘅面前。
Through Jesus' salvation, they can once again be reconciled with God.
唔再去留喺外面流浪，而翻到去神为佢哋儿女所预备嘅大筵席嘅里面。
No more wandering, but coming back to the feast that God had prepared for us.
究竟我哋今日系为咗啲乜嘢嚟跟随耶稣咧？
So today, what reasons are we using to follow Jesus?
耶稣他知道群众里面他心里头真正的动机。
So Jesus knows of the motivation of the crowd.
但他仍然去怜悯他们。
But he still had compassion on them.
在馬可福音第六章第三十四節咁樣講。
In Mark chapter 6 verse 34 it says,
耶穌出嚟，佢睇見好多嘅人，頭先我再講嗰啲人，佢就憐憫佢哋，因為佢哋好似羊冇牧人一般，於是佢就開口教訓佢哋好多個道理。
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
没错，叫人得到喂养的不是只是依赖多一点神迹。
Indeed, to be fed is not relying on more miracles.
那是神口里所出的一切话。
Rather, it is the word of God.
记载在圣经的话语正是我们最需要的粮食。
What's recorded in the Bible is indeed our bread of life.
耶稣行这个神迹其中的目的就是要锻炼门徒的信心。
One reason that Jesus performed this miracle is to test the disciples.
在那时天开始黑了。
So at that time, it was approaching evening.
5-6
people were getting hungry.
耶稣就去问他其中一个门徒腓利，问他会问他。
So Jesus asked one of his disciples, Philip.
我们在哪里可以买饼叫这些人能够得到喂食呢？
And he asked Philip where we could go and get some bread to feed these people.
啊，佢同菲利讲嘅时候，佢系想去试验佢吓，因为耶稣自己知道要做乜嘢噶啦。
So he really was testing Philip because Jesus already knows what he was going to do.
啊，你喺度睇到咧，腓利系一个好有逻辑嘅人嚟噶。
So now here we see Philip is a very logical person.
我一眼睇到，哇！呢件事情。
Philip took a look and said, "Whoa, this is very impossible."
5,000+ people
More than 5,000 people are gathered here.
啊，讲男人啊，仲有嗰啲女人同埋啲细路，话晚下成万人。
And the 5,000 is just about the men. What about the women and the children? It probably would be
10,000. A whole
stadium full of people. How could I have enough money to buy food?
跟住佢脑好似计数机咁啊，即刻去计啦。
So his brain started calculating.
哇！你咁多个人。每样嘢又咁多个，每个食物又咁多个价钱，计埋，哇，好多钱啊！
So he's calculating how much it costs per person and multiplied by 10,000. Whoa, that's a lot of money.
就算一个人半年嘅人工啊，都唔够去买呢啲食物。
Even a half year's worth of wages could not afford to buy that kind of food.
最多一人咬一啖咋，邊度仲話夠食到食飽可以行翻屋企啦？
The most they could do is take one bite, and how could these people have enough energy to return home?
喺人個角度嚟講，腓立計真係計得好準啊！
So from a human perspective, Philip was a very good calculator.
但好明顯，腓立肥咗。耶稣咗俾佢嘅考验。
But evidently Philip had failed the test that Jesus gave him.
好似我哋好多人咁啊，我一睇到时候，我先去睇下我个 budget， 再睇我几多钱先。
Just like us, right? When we're confronted with a problem, we look at our budget.
啊，耶稣唔系，腓利只系睇到个困难嗰个环境。
So Philip only looked at the difficult circumstance.
哇！呢个环境系几咁困难嘅时候，佢唔会谂下有咩可以解决嘅问题嘅方法。
When he looks at the difficulty, he couldn't think of the solution.
第二，腓利净系关心呢个困难系点样危及佢哋。
And Philip only was looking at the negative side of this difficulty.
而唔会谂下呢个危险、呢啲困难系点样可以帮助到佢哋。去信心去成长。
And not focusing on how the difficulty can help them build their faith.
另一个门徒安德烈尝试去帮手找答案。
Another disciple, Andrew, wanted to find a solution.
逐个去问那些人。
So he went and asked different people in the crowd.
我回来说，好啊，只是只有这么多。
And he came back and said, well, I only have this little.
有个小孩子，他带着五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
There's a little boy who has five loaves of barley bread and two fish.
一个人就说够吃而已。
Enough for one person.
但是这么多人哪里够啊？
But not enough to feed the 5,000.
他的结论就是，他们这么少的资源，怎样可以做得什么呢？
The conclusion is, such little resource, how could you accomplish anything?
腓力和安德烈，他们都计得，他们都分析得很好。
Both Philip and Andrew analyzed well.
但他们漏了一样很重要的东西。
But they missed one important thing.
他们两个都曾经去喝过由水变来的酒。
Both of them had drunk a wine that was turned from water.
他们两个人都见证过耶稣医治了很多的病人。
Both of them had witnessed how Christ had healed many.
看到个病了38年那个行不到的，他可以站起身，可以继续行走。
For example, someone who had been lame for 38 years who could just get up and walk.
但是为什么他们在这一道的时候，他们没将耶稣计埋下去呢？
But how come when they were confronted with this difficulty, they didn't put Jesus in the formula?
我在他脑里面想着，这个对耶稣来讲，实在可能这个问题太大了，太难了，耶稣应付不到的了。
So perhaps they were thinking this problem is too difficult. Jesus can't even handle it.
很多时我们都是这样想，是吧？
Often we think the same way, right?
当困难来的时候，我们不会不是第一个时间就立刻想到去来到耶稣面前去求帮助。
When difficulty comes, often Jesus is not the first person we think of.
我们只要想到我们的困难好，我们环境好困难啊。
We only think of the difficulty of the circumstance.
我只是想到我们只是做到那么多事而已。
And we only think of, oh, this is all I'm capable of doing.
我哋忘记咗，我哋要相信嘅神系几咁嘅伟大。
We forget the greatness of God。
但安德烈都带埋呢个细路仔嚟到耶稣面前。
Nonetheless, the disciple Andrew brought this little boy to Jesus。
呢个细路仔有五个大嘅麦饼同埋两条鱼。
This little boy had five barley loaves。And two fish.
大麦做的饼在当时来讲是穷人吃 的食物来的。
Back then, a loaf made out of barley is really for people with very little means.
又粗又干啃。
It is dry, it is rough.
又加上两条鱼仔呢，或者有多点味。
So maybe with two fish, it could add a little bit of flavor.
当这个小孩子将他所有的都交给耶稣的时候，
When the little boy gave everything that he had to Jesus,
将个晚餐给了耶稣的时候，他就没有吃的了。
But once he given what he had to Jesus, the little boy has nothing to eat.
但这个小孩子有一个很单纯的信心。
But this little boy had a very pure faith.
我有的就是这么多了。
That's all I have.
但我都将呢个我有嘅咁多都交俾耶稣。
I am giving it all to Jesus。
结果佢同其他人一样，佢都能够得到，唔单止够，亦都好得到食到饱晒。
And the result was that, like the crowd, this little boy was fed to a point where there was leftover。
所以我哋今日。其实我们遇到的困难或者所要做的决定，很多时候都是神在试验我们的信心。
So nowadays, when we are faced with difficult circumstances, that's often the time when God is testing our faith.
我想起保罗咁样讲喺腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
And Paul says so in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7.
你们应当一无挂虑，只要你凡事着着祷告、祈求同埋感谢，将你们心里头所要的话俾神听，人就将佢出人意外嗰个平安保守你哋嘅心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
跟住就集注就开始讲，讲到耶稣嗰个行嘅神迹嘅供应。
Then beginning in verse 10, we hear of the miracle that Jesus performed.
对耶稣对住呢一班冇牧人嘅羊群。
And Jesus was facing this crowd that has no shepherd.
佢花咗一整日嘅时间去教，将真理去教导佢哋。
Jesus spent a whole day's worth of time to teach them about the truth.
佢教佢哋乜嘢咧？
What did he teach them?
尤其当时系个逾越节嘅时期。
That at that time it was near the feast of Passover.
佢教佢去记得，教佢记得神曾经点样用佢大能嘅手，将佢哋从埃及里面拯救出嚟。
He taught them how God back then with His almighty hand brought them out of Jesus, out of Egypt.
因住只嗰个羔羊个血，佢哋个长子免受到杀害。
And because of this sacrificial lamb's blood, their firstborn were safe.
当埃及人追紧嚟嘅时候，摩西带佢哋去过咗红海。
When the Egyptians were chasing after them, Moses led them to the Red Sea.
然后仲要俾佢哋有十诫。
Gave them the Ten Commandments.
喺个旷野流浪嘅时候，200万人佢需要个粮食，神每日都从天上去降下玛拿嚟。
As they were wandering in the wilderness, close to 2 million people were fed daily by the manna provided by God.
直到每日嘅降落嚟40年咁耐，直到佢哋入去迦南地嗰阵时。
This lasted 40 years until they went to Canaan, the promised land.
哇！呢啲系神恩典嗰个历史嗰个记载，你哋嘅系你哋嘅要知道噶。
This is something in history about the grace of God that these people need to know.
你哋唔好忘记神啊
！Do not forget your God.
所以而家耶稣就系喺呢个土地上。就去喂饱5000人嗰神迹，就叫人哋要嗰啲人喺更深领悟头先所讲过关于个逾越节嗰个真理。
So Jesus now fed these 5,000 people so that they would remember what their ancestor went through during Passover.
佢哋就好似一齐喺度坐喺度领受紧个逾越节嘅晚餐一样。
Is as if they also were receiving this Passover meal.
耶稣就好似一家之主咁啊，佢拎一个饼嚟祝谢咗，然后分去俾嗰啲门徒。
And Jesus was like the head of the household. He broke the bread, he blessed it, and distributed it to his family members.
分鱼都系咁嘅样。
And the same thing with the fish.
耶稣分俾啲门徒，门徒就拎咗去分俾其他嘅人。
Jesus gave it to the disciples gave it to the crowd.
分完又有，分完翻转头攞又有。
The distribution didn't seem to end.
作者约翰就系其中一个门徒，佢第一手，佢咁样去经历到耶稣嗰个荣耀个能力。 同埋佢嘅豐富。
The disciple John here witnessed firsthand Jesus' power and providence.
喺佢哋每一個人都攞咗餅，攞到魚食齋，食飽咗之後。
After each one was fed and were totally filled.
哇！佢當即係經佢 realize 咗，認識到哇！原來一個好豐富咁嘅嘅筵席啊，好似當日喺曠野裏面一樣。
It's such an abundant meal, just like the time when their ancestors were wandering in the desert.
啊，不論個環境係幾咁嘅困難。
No matter how difficult the circumstance.
神都好信實嘅。每日供應我哋嘅需要。
God faithfully provide our daily needs.
啊，唔單止食飽，仲有餘咗嘅寫住。
Not only were they all filled, there were leftovers.
啊，裝滿咗十二個籃。
It filled the leftover filled 12 baskets.
啊，裝滿咗每一個門徒啊，佢自己都帶住嗰個籃。
The 12 baskets carried by the disciples.
啊，當人吃飽的時候，他想，他現在突然間想起，咦，這個是不是摩西曾經說過，那個要來的那個先知啊？
So when the crowd was fed, they started to think, is this the prophet that Moses had talked about?
啊，那個先知說他要來，他要帶領和供應以色列人。
And Moses said that this prophet was going to come and lead and provide for his people.
哇，一個人在這裡說的時候，其他人是喎。
So it, when one person talks about this, all the others responded.
哇！嗰班群眾開始好激動啦。
So the crowd started getting stirred up.
哇！佢哋個個嚟到，哎，我要嚟做我哋個王。
Oh, I want to make you king.
啊，你嚟帶領我哋係去走甜蜜嘅路。
Lead us to the future.
耶穌好開心係嘛？
Was Jesus very happy?
係咪啊？係好開心啊！有人識欣賞我行個神蹟喎。
Was Jesus happy that the people appreciated the miracle that he had performed?
啊！有人去讚我喎。
That I have all these accolades.
但唔係啊！耶穌佢獨自嘅去退到個山上邊。
No, Jesus went to the mountain by himself.
啊！佢第一句知道。其實呢班群眾嗰個熱誠係好暫時嘅啫。
First, Jesus knows that the enthusiasm of these people were very temporary.
嚇，只係為咗利益而去跟隨嘅人咧，遲早都會去背叛佢，去出賣佢。
If following Jesus was due to the reason of benefits, these people would quickly abandon him.
耶穌知道他們不是說因為見到神蹟。
So Jesus knows that it's not because that they had witnessed a miracle.
只是因為他吃飽餅。
Or that they'd been fed.
有耶穌做王以後不用挨餓了。
Or that they think that if they made Jesus king, from now on they would never be hungry.
我們的民族有將來了。
And that our peoples would have a glorious future.
但物質的食物吃飽了之後，
But material food after you've been fed，
人都會再肚餓的嘛。
You will become hungry in time。
吃飽的人有一天都會死的嘛。
Someone who've been fed would one day face death。
啊，這些食物不能夠真的滿足人深處那個需要。
These physical food cannot fulfill our deep desire.
係第27節嘅話，耶穌叫佢哋唔好為今生嘅食物嚟努力。
And it's just like in verse 27, Jesus tells them, do not just go for the bread that would be physical.
乃係為咗嗰啲存到永生嗰啲食物去努力。
But rather work hard for the food that is for eternity.
啊，我哋要努力就去相信耶穌基督。
You need to be diligent in your faith.
呢个耶稣唔单止系赐呢个粮食俾人去食。
This Jesus not only give physical food.
佢话佢自己又系嗰个生命嗰个粮。
But he himself is the bread of life.
但系耶稣退隐啊，耶稣知道咧，父个旨意唔系叫佢咁样去做王。
So Jesus also knows that his Father's will is not for him to become an earthly king.
父要赐俾人嘅系真系能够满足到人最深深嗰个需要。
What the Heavenly Father is blessing the people with is someone who can truly meet the deepest need of the people.
父神嘅旨意就话咧，要耶稣去舍命做多人嘅赎价。
The Heavenly Father's will is for Jesus to sacrifice his life.
圣经讲话，人要人喺度去羞辱耶稣，去鞭打耶稣。
The Bible tells us that these people would beat him and mock him.
将佢钉喺十字架嘅上边。
They will crucify him on the cross.
啊，直到佢喺上面流血而死。
So that he would bleed to death.
因为耶稣嘅死，人就可以嚟食呢个生命嘅粮。
Because of the death of Jesus, people now can be fed on the bread of life.
当我们悔改去信耶稣的时候,
when we repent of our sins and we accept Christ,
我们信耶稣的, 信的人就好像吃肉一样, 啊, 将这个粮食吃了我们的肚里面。
When we believe in Christ, it's as if we were taking off food into our body.
吃咗落去之後，係咪啊？啲食物咪變咗我哋身體嘅部分咯。
So once it's eaten, that food becomes part of us.
佢變咗係同，即係話我哋同耶穌有一個好親密同埋分唔開嗰個關係。
That means we have a very intimate relationship with Christ.
呢個生命指導人有一個滿足嘅喜樂。
And this new life.Gives us joy.
啊，我哋所擁有嘅食物，或者我哋嘅工作同埋家庭係一個好嘅事情。
The food or our family or our career, these are good things.
但係當我嘅心能夠俾耶穌嗰個榮美同埋愛咗充滿嘅時候
，But when our hearts are filled with the glory and the beauty of Christ,
嗰啲暫時嘅其實算唔得係乜嘢。
All these temporal things cannot compare.
当我们在敬拜里面有喜乐的时候,
when we have joy in our worship,
当我们祈祷去经历到神的同在,
when we experience God's presence when we pray,
当我们知道我们不单只是很羡慕在外面暂时有的东西,
when we are not envious of temporary things,
不再去是羡慕那些随时可以失去的保障
or we no longer envy things that can be wiped out in an instant.
这些东西虽然是曾经带给我有满足和喜乐的时候
even though these things had once given me some happiness,
但没有人能够好像神那么大有能力
but no one can compare with the all powerful almighty God.
那没有人爱我好像耶稣那样舍身在十字架上面。
No one can love me like Jesus who had sacrificed for me on the cross.
耶稣说我今天就请你进入我的心里面做我的主。
Jesus, I ask you to be the Lord of my life.
耶稣对他，因为他知道啲群众嘅热情系暂时嘅。
Jesus went to the mountain by himself because he knew the enthusiasm of the crowd is temporary.
耶稣退去，因为佢知道父神俾嘅旨意唔系咁嘅样。
He knew that is not God's will.
耶稣退去，因为佢知道佢需要有单独同天父一齐嘅时间。
Jesus withdrew because he knew he needed time alone with his heavenly Father.
虽然这些群众或者撒旦不可以去伤害耶稣，
even though the crowd or Satan couldn't harm Jesus,
但他所面对的试探是真实的。
But what Jesus faced was real temptation.
耶稣在肉身上仍然需要有智慧和要去帮助。
Jesus' physical body still needs help and needs wisdom.
是什么使到他能够有力量去抵挡试探呢？
What gave Jesus the strength to resist temptation?
乜嘢指導佢去奔跑，佢唔會疲倦呢？
What helped him to be running for God and not tire?
有乜嘢指導喺俾人誤會、俾人出賣嘅時候，佢仍然係堅持要繼續落去呢？
What would sustain him when he is betrayed or mocked?
聖經記載，成日都記載到耶穌獨自一個人。無論在山上或者一個園裡面，他獨自一人去祈禱。
The Bible tells us often Jesus would withdraw by himself either to a mountainside or to a garden to be with his heavenly Father.
在祈禱的裡面，他向神去傾訴他的心。
In prayer, he tells his Father what's in his heart.
只有從神在這麼親密的關係的時刻的時候，他才能够满足耶稣的心。
It would only satisfy Jesus' heart when he has such close communion with his Father.
我们都同样面对很多的试探。
Similarly, we face many temptations.
面对很多群众来的压力。
We face lots of pressure from the outside.
撒旦会说将他最世上最好的最好的权力或者最好的地位给过我们。
Satan would tempt us with power and status.
也叫我们忘记了神原本叫我给我们那个目的。
So that we will forget what God's original intention and will is for us.
听到我们很忙碌，很忙碌。
So we just become very, very busy.
正如剛才我會唱一首歌。
And we will be singing a hymn later.
其實我們更加需要去花時間去單獨跟神在一起。
To let us know that we need to spend time to be alone with the Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，我真的需要去花時間跟神單獨在一起。
Brothers and sisters, we need to spend time to be alone with our Heavenly Father.
我们才可以同心的上，同心的得力，同心的上路。
It is then that we will have renewed energy.
不要被忙碌越去了我们最宝贵，最能够满足我们心灵的时间。
Do not let busyness rob us of the most precious time with God.
我们珍惜我们每天去安静读神的话语，同埋祈祷同神交通嘅时间。
Treasure the time when we can read of His Word and to commune with Him.
我哋一齐嚟唱呢一首嘅诗歌。
Let us sing of this hymn.
我哋从起立，我哋唱呢首诗歌。
Let us stand and sing this hymn together.
合唱明白。
Let's pray.
天父，求你呢一刻去监察我哋嘅心。
Heavenly Father, please examine our hearts.
知道我哋嘅心所谂嘅系乜嘢。
Know our hearts.
知道我哋嘅心系咪真系向着你，向着你主自己。
Whether our hearts is just focused on you, Lord.
神啊，求你呢一刻就嚟到我哋嘅心里面。
God, may you enter our hearts this moment.
让我哋真系亲自尝到你系几咁嘅美丽。
That we may personally experience the beauty of you.
让我哋睇到你系几，你嘅爱系几咁嘅大。
So that we can see how great your love is.
甚至将你自己都俾过我哋。
That you gave yourself to us.
舍身在十字架上而死
，to lose your life for us on the cross，
为咗要我哋能够可以得到呢个生命
，so that we may gain life，
可以得到翻到嚟神面前
，so that we may come before you, Heavenly Father。
主，我哋感谢你
，Lord, we thank you。
神啊，就求你让我哋嘅心重新嘅燃烧起嚟。
God, may you renew the fervence in our hearts.
让我们能够可以在你面前同心得力。
So that we may gain strength from you.
我们继续的每日在我们生活里面去荣耀主你自己。
So that we will daily glorify you, Lord.
我们这样一起祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this.In your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.